From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young with Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And we want to get right to some terrible news today. American journalist Stephen Sotloff has been beheaded by the militant group ISIS. The White House has not yet confirmed the authenticity of the internet video that purports to show the beheading, but news outlets, including NPR, are now reporting it. 31-year-old Stephen Sotloff reported for Time Magazine, the Christian Science Monitor, World Affairs Journal. He'd been abducted in northern Syria last year while reporting there. He was last seen in that video last month that showed the beheading of fellow American journalist James Foley. In that video, Sotloff was kneeling in the desert, dressed in an orange jumpsuit with a black-clad, masked militant standing over him and warning he would be next. The video released today is called A Second Message to America. We want to ask Here and Now contributor Jim Walsh, who's come into the studio, his thoughts. He's an expert in international security at MIT's Security Studies program. Jim, this says so many things in the news of this, but what does it say to you?
Well, I think, like everyone else, my first reaction is one of sadness and anger. I encourage listeners not to go view the video, not to increase the click counts for ISIS and the people who put out these things and commit these terrible acts. And the video itself is an act of psychic violence, if you ask me. I don't think it's any surprise. I think when the first video appeared, it seemed almost certain that there would be another, because the U.S. was not going to stop taking the fight to ISIS, and neither were any of the other partners involved. And so this was the way they're going to retaliate. And you saw that, you know, at least in the text on the tape, that they were saying, Britain, don't join the evil U.S. in alliance against us. Clearly, we are having an impact on their fortunes on the ground. They've suffered several losses, and this is unfortunately how they've responded.
Yeah. John Walcott, team leader for national security and foreign affairs for Bloomberg News, told us that those in his community, people with the ear to the ground on security issues, believe that this actually happened a while back. As you said, it was predictable. Again, terrible, and first and foremost, it's just this horror at what has happened to this young man.
But can I jump in on that, yeah, Robin, and say, and I think we're all entitled to have our feelings about this, but I think we saw a little of it with the previous incident a couple of weeks back. There's a tendency to have that anger and that shock then translate into, in the policy world, into a sudden urge to want to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And as you and I have spoken before, brutality is not capability. Brutality is simply brutality. They need to be held responsible for their behavior. But we need to look at this in a cold-hearted way, in a prudent way, neither overreact, which is going to be the danger here, mm-hmm, nor underreact, but be very clear and centered in trying to defeat them militarily.
Well, and you talked about how there may be some inroads in that, but and not to look at the video. But what we're hearing is that they are seen around the world by young people in particular as a successful group, and that's been their recruitment. They don't even have to recruit anymore because they're seen as being successful just in what they're doing.
Yes, and I think that's that goes both ways, though. I think if they continue to suffer losses on the battlefield, then that success goes away and their recruitment goes away. In some ways, they've been very good tactically, but they're a disaster strategically. They're a group that has been able to do what no other group or nation on earth has been able to do, which is to unite Arab and Israeli, Muslim and Jew and Christian, the U.S. and Iran, everyone, to focus on them right now. And that's why they've suffered on the battlefield, and that's why I think they'll continue to suffer on the battlefield, because everyone, they've managed to organize everyone against them, and they are, as they say, they're not a state. They're a sub-state actor. And so I think hard days are ahead for them.
Yeah. Well, and as horrible, remember Stephen Sotloff's mother, Shirley, made an appeal,
yes,
to the head of ISIS, appealing to what she said should be his Muslim values. Obviously, that fell on deaf ears. Now, again, this news that this 31-year-old, someone who loved the region, he spoke Arabic, had spent his life there. He referred to himself as a stand-up philosopher from Miami. By all accounts, sounds like a terrific young life. Maybe the only thing out of this is that it might, you know, begin to repulse people or continue to repulse people.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it is a terrible loss, first and foremost, for his family, for his mother. I saw her videotape play, which she did a terrific job with. But also, you know, someone who spent some time in the region, you know, having experts on the ground is important, or we're going to make dumb mistakes in the future. So I really regret this at so many levels.
Here now, contributor Jim Walsh, an expert himself in international security at MIT Security Studies Program, commenting on today's news, Steve Sotloff, journalist, assassinated by ISIS. Thank you.
Thank you.